This is Joshua Young, and he was brought in by police for questioning in one of the most bizarre crime cases I've ever seen.
When you're done talking to me, then you'll be going back to wherever you need to go, okay? So I appreciate that. Now, I know it's a little warm in here, so I apologize for that. This is kind of an older building. There was just a couple things I wanted to kind of talk to you about. And I guess it's, a little bit of it was, that, remember when I talked to you the other night, I think it was like,
in your car.
Like 2 weeks ago, Thursday or something like that?
Yeah.
Or last week?
I remember.
I'm so old, I can't remember
stuff.
And I'd ask you about what you told Detective Maroney at the school that day. And then you were kind of telling me something a little bit different about where you spent the night at and who you were with and all that.
Joshua's father, Josh Gowker, would be in and out of prison during the early years of his life. His mother, Angelina Young, did her best to raise Joshua alone, but she would pass away on Easter Sunday in 2010, and Joshua would be put into foster care. Josh Gowker would eventually be released from prison, and he would regain custody of his 15-year-old son.
So you understand my concern with the story there, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I would think that your first story that you told Detective Maroney at the school is probably the true version of the events. Because Cassie says she doesn't remember if you stayed there or not that night.
Yeah.
So we kind of need to get the truth. And there's a lot of other things I want to talk to you about. So let's kind of work through this part at first. Tell me the truth about that night.
We were on the back porch. It was me, him, Dad, and Amanda were... Dad and Amanda stayed on that porch the whole night, evidently, because we were on the back porch and he told me he was going to take a shower and calm down for the night. So I went to Cassie's. I didn't know if I was going to sleep down there or sleep down at Amanda's, but I got comfortable down at Cassie's. Ended up watching a movie and falling asleep down there.
To avoid confusion going forward, we will call the father Josh and his son Joshua. Josh Gowker had an on-and-off girlfriend named Amanda Zwicker. The couple loved to get high and have wild sex with each other. Then they would become toxic, separate, and then repeat the cycle again. Just like Josh, Amanda also had a son, and his name was Trey, and he was around the same age as Joshua Young.
So why would you...
I guess the first day, it was a bad day.
Yeah, and I can understand, but let me tell you this. I had a family member murdered before, and when I told the police back when I was like 11, I told them the truth the first time. I didn't have to tell them something that I know I was upset and I was scared and I was angry and I was all those things that everybody went through. But I still told the police when they asked me a question, I would tell them what happened. They didn't have to come back to me a week later or 2 weeks later or a month later because what I told them was the truth. So when you start telling a couple different stories, it makes me wonder about your credibility or your truthfulness. And at this point, I believe the story you told her at the school that day is the true story. Because even Amanda said you were there.
That night?
That night when he was taking a shower.
No, I wasn't. You can ask my dad.
I mean, but the stories aren't even, well, your stories aren't even close. Okay. Two, I wasn't there. I was down at Cassie's watching TV, getting comfortable. To, I was there, I saw him take a shower, we were going to go to bed, I saw him put his clothes back on, including his shoes.
But I got that story because my dad and Amanda told me that night he walked out the back door fully dressed, head to toe, and then walked back in and shut the door.
And of course, I think that's easy to say now. But she clarified with you a couple of different times. So you saw him put his clothes back on? Yes. What kind of shoes did he put on? Some kind of black shoes. It's not like my dad told me, or it's not like Amanda told me.
I mean, that's not the kind of shoes he had, so that had to be the shoes he put back on.
Okay, but you see what I'm saying? That your story doesn't make any sense. And I don't want you to get jammed up in this murder case at all.
Amanda would become pregnant with Josh's baby, and they would celebrate this happy occasion. However, one night while Josh was out having sex with his cousin, he would accidentally call Amanda, and she would overhear Josh cheating on her through the phone. Amanda decided she wanted nothing to do with Josh or the baby they created together. So without telling Josh, she would have an abortion.
So that's kind of where we need to work through right now before we go into some other things. I think you were in the house that night.
I was not.
I think you saw him take a shower. I think your son put his clothes back on, and I think you, him, and your dad went back down to where this happened at.
No, sir.
And let me just read my phone here real quick. Is it on my phone? A lot of people have these nowadays. It's got a voice recorder on it. And we can record, and I can talk and say, Chop, you know, hello, how are you doing, Josh Young? And I can stop it. And I can save it. And I can play it.
I can talk, play Chop, you know, hello, how are you doing, Josh Young?
See how that works? And you would never know if that was on the... You'd never know if this was sitting right here, would you? That I was recording a conversation. You would have no idea. So you have talked to a few people that were smart enough to do something similar to this, either with their phone or with a little digital recorder or something like that. And I know you've talked to a few people. I don't mean police-wise, I mean friends. Some of your friends you've talked to. And you've told your friends a few things, a little more in detail about maybe what happened to Trey.
Amanda, Josh, Trey, and Joshua would all continue living under the same roof. Joshua and Trey had two very different personalities, and this would lead to a very dysfunctional relationship between the two stepbrothers. Joshua would get into trouble constantly, while Trey was a freshman honor roll student at the local high school he attended. Amanda and Josh would continue to use drugs and live their chaotic lifestyle until May of 2011, when Trey Zwicker would be found dead near Liberty High School, which was not far from his home.
Text message from some of your friends that they were sending to their other friends, telling them what you had told them.
Well, I've told you the truth, that he was killed. Really haven't told her anything.
Well, who are some of your other close friends?
After that incident, nobody was really able to come back around.
Okay, but just because they don't come around after the murder, I mean, you still got, there's still people you knew were acquaintances with, or...
I was pretty cool with everybody on the street. Everybody was always down there. Cassie's, Amanda's.
Why would some of your friends, male or female, come to me and say that you and your dad were talking about how you all would kill people before Trey was murdered, and that Trey was murdered in a similar fashion to how you described how you and your dad would do it?
I have no idea.
So why would they lie about that?
Grudges? I don't know. I get along with everybody.
So if I had a grudge with...
So nobody would really have a reason to lie.
Like, to say that CPS worker with Bridget. Say I had a grudge with her.
Bridget.
Yeah, that's just one thing, you know. So if I had a grudge with her for any reason, some kind of work issue, do you think I would go around saying...
I mean, that'd be a horrible thing. I know
Bridget told me that her and her mom were going to talk about how they were going to kill somebody.
I know what you're
saying. And then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a horrible thing. Maybe for credit.
It'd be
maybe
something be, different on a grudge. You could be like, you know.
Maybe to be noticed. I don't know.
Were you talking about stuff like that, maybe to be noticed?
I never once talked about killing anybody. And I never heard my dad talking about killing anybody. And my dad liked Trey, and so did I.
After Trey's body was discovered, Josh and Joshua would both disappear. The police began a search for the missing father and son. They received a phone call from a woman who told them that she had been held at gunpoint and forced to drive the father and son to Alabama. Thanks to this new information, they were able to find the fleeing suspects and bring them in for questioning.
Okay, let's talk about the ride down. Why did you go to Alabama? What was the reason to pick Alabama?
We were just passing through Alabama.
What made you all even leave? The girl that was with you, who is she?
Sister Fran.
Had you met her before?
Huh?
Had you met her before?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, because obviously your dad is on parole, so he's not allowed to even leave this county. And I know a few weeks ago y'all went to Michigan. And then y'all went to Alabama. So what was the conversation in the car? And going down to Alabama, y'all driving in the car, what's some of the conversation y'all had?
Can't even remember.
And I'm specifically talking about just dancing with Trey.
I don't even know if we talked to Trey about Trey on the way to Alabama.
You all talked about it. Because she did the same thing. She knew that your dad might be a little... She's not sure if she could trust him all the way, so she recorded some of y'all's conversations.
I don't believe that, because we didn't talk about Trey on the way to Alabama.
So why would I hear on the recording that you all were talking about... You specifically talking about you were kicking Trey in the head?
I don't know. That didn't happen. I never... said that in my life.
Okay, so your friends that say, you are talking about killing people a couple weeks before the murder, and Trey dies similarly, and this girl driving to Alabama, she's lying, so everybody's just lying.
That's not true at all.
So they're all just liars?
I don't know what they are. They aren't telling the truth, so it must make them liars.
Have you had a chance to think about, obviously, I mean, your life was pretty good while your dad was in prison, you got to admit. You had a much better situation.
I mean, I love my dad more than anybody in this world, and I'd rather be with him than anybody in this world. So my life was much better with my dad.
So your life was better getting arrested in Alabama?
Being with my dad is all worth it.
Really? So you would rather not be in a secure home, having a secure school,
with my dad,
having a decent family, having Trey as your friend? Now he gets out of jail, or he gets out of prison, and Amanda quits her job, he goes to jail, Trey gets murdered. I mean, all that stuff's better? That's better to you?
Of course not. I said being with my dad is better than being anywhere else.
Josh Gaukur was charged with kidnapping, but after they found out that he had a previous relationship with the victim, the case fell apart and he was released. However, his son was not so lucky. Prosecutors believed that Joshua Young was the one who killed Trey, and they were working on building a case against him to try him as an adult. As they investigated further, they realized that Josh Gaukur could very well have played a part in the crime, so he was arrested and charged with crimes associated with the murder, but not the murder itself.
Okay, going back to the forensic stuff. Some people said that your dad, and I have phone records to verify, said that your dad talked to somebody, and I'm not going to tell you who, at about 9:37 on that Tuesday night y'all had the cookout. And he said that he was with you, and your dad said that he was with Trey, and y'all were all smoking weed. And I'm not worried about it if you are, because I ain't even got the police. I don't care about that. I'm just going to have to tell you what the story is so you know what I'm talking about. And this was at 9:37. And the toxicology results for Trey after the autopsy was he had marijuana in his urine, but not in his blood. Which means it was in the system just quickly enough to get in his urine before he was killed.
No, if he smokes weed just as much as anybody else. If he has weed in his system, it's in his blood.
It's not in his blood.
It's an everyday thing.
It's in his urine only. It did not show up in his blood.
Well, he was at his dad's previously before that on the ground.
So if your dad is saying he's with you and Trey smoking weed at
9:37. He said that.
Okay, well, he did. At 9:37, and I plus had phone records to verify the person's story that told me this. And so at 9:37, he's saying he's with you and Trey smoking weed, and then Trey doesn't have enough weed in the system to get into his blood, which means he was murdered pretty fast after that phone call.
Mm-hmm. I was at Cassie's.
But you weren't at Cassie's.
I was.
No.
With John. John was on the couch. He was waking up, nodding back up.
You may have been there at some point, but you weren't there. You were there maybe after Josh took a shower, or Trey took a shower, and Trey got dressed, and Trey tried to leave, and Trey put his shoes back on. Because I know you saw all that.
Up to this point, all the evidence they have is circumstantial, and the witnesses are all hearsay, which means they claim that they did not actually see Joshua Young commit the crime. Instead, he just told them that he killed Trey. What the detective is doing is he's taking all of the evidence he has and is creating a scenario that he believes took place. He then tells Joshua that he has a voice recording while being as vague as possible about this recording. His goal is to get Joshua to believe that he does in fact have this evidence, and perhaps Joshua will think that he has been caught and will confess to the crime.
I mean, but you see how all the information I'm getting from a lot of different people, from phone records, from autopsy reports.
I can tell you, I've never once talked about killing anybody, kicking Trey in the head. Me, Trey, and my dad were not smoking weed at 9:37. That's all false.
I mean, you see why I would have to come back and talk to you about that.
I would talk to somebody about that. If I had your job, I'd be doing the same thing, and I understand why you're doing it, but I had nothing to do with it, and I'm pretty sure my dad doesn't either. My dad is with Amanda. She stated that the whole night. Why would she try to change it? Is she trying to change that now?
Well, I'm not going to tell you who's changing order, who's talking about what. That's part of the investigation. So have you had time to think about what might have happened down there that night?
I mean, it's just blank in my head. Everybody's thought about it. I don't know what could have possibly happened.
My feeling is you know more than what you're telling me.
That's not true.
Joshua continues to call the detective's bluffs and does a great job denying the accusations. The detective becomes very frustrated because of this and begins to get very angry.
I mean, you want to find the person responsible for this, right?
Well, of course. What kind of question is that? Yeah, I do.
What's the question I'm asking?
As much of anybody else, yes.
So your honesty is important in this investigation?
I understand that, and I've told you. I have nothing to do with it. Neither does my dad. That's why are you harassing us and the close family instead of really trying to figure out?
No. I've heard. So you know what I've done in my investigation.
I mean, you've been harassing my dad. So has everybody else.
How have I harassed your dad? Your dad calls me like 20 times a day.
I mean, constantly.
So wait. You're gonna sit there with your hat dog. Cocked sideways with your red that your dad likes to wear and all that stuff, and your red shorts hanging down, your underwear sticking out. But then you're going to tell me things that you have no idea about.
Well, I just don't.
I have not harassed your dad.
I feel like
your dad called me 10 times a day. Your dad's called me twice since he's been locked up in Alabama. He's called me twice, so I'm harassing your dad. So you're just going to, you can sit there and say stuff that you don't know what you're talking about.
Well,
who else have I interviewed in this case?
I have no idea.
So then you don't know who else I've interviewed in this case. You don't know who I've interviewed.
I'm talking about me and my father.
Right, but you said I need to be doing stuff to find out who really did it. But you don't know what
Instead
I did.
Instead of interviewing me.
So to sit there and just run your mouth is pretty inappropriate.
Well, I'm sorry, sir.
You should be sorry.
But I didn't mean it that way. I just meant
well, how do you mean it when I say you
I
said
I think it's an inconvenience that you're interviewing me right now and I don't know anything.
Okay, but you just said 10 minutes ago that if you had my job, you would ask me the same question.
Yeah, but not keep on going and going and saying that you think I know more than I'm saying, which I don't. I think that's harassment. That's calling me a liar.
Well, I mean, I hope you're telling me the truth, because, I mean, obviously some of the things, I know you're not telling me the truth on, for things I've heard with my own ears on the recordings and things I've heard you say with your own words.
Yeah.
I know it's not the truth. And that's why I'm giving you this last opportunity to tell me the truth.
I've told you the truth. And I'd like to go now. I'm starting to feel uncomfortable with this whole thing.
As both father and son awaited trial, Josh suddenly decided he wanted to save his son, and he confessed everything.
If you're telling the truth, it shouldn't be too hard.
I'm a fucking but goddamn, I've lied this whole fucking time, except for since arraignment. Since arraignment court, I've told you I've done it. I admitted everything I've done. I've been sentenced for it, life in prison. Yet here I am, going over this same fucking story.
So when Trey came downstairs, which is what you told the judge when you pled guilty, he asked you for a cigarette. Is that what you told him?
Yeah, he did.
And that he pulled your lighter out of his pocket.
Yeah.
And that made you mad.
I didn't say nothing. I didn't want to argue.
But it upset you.
Yeah.
And then you went into the kitchen to get the plate of food that Amanda had put up for you. Right?
Yep.
And that you found out that he had eaten it.
Yeah.
So you got mad.
Yeah.
And you told the judge that you decided to scare him, right?
Yeah.
And you offered Trey a blunt, right?
I didn't offer him shit. I just smoked with him. Asked him if he wanted to smoke.
You asked him if he wanted to smoke.
Yeah.
Right? Garage. And then ultimately you went down to the spot, right? What's the spot?
This is the spot we've all been smoking weed at since we was kids. Now they do it.
And that you all, when you got down to the spot, you all did share a blunt that Trey smoked with you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a yes?
Yeah.
And that while you were down there smoking, Trey picked up a metal pipe.
Yeah, he was hitting the tree with it.
He was beating the tree with it, is what you told the judge, right?
I don't know what I told him. It seemed like I didn't talk to him that long, but yeah, what you're saying is right, yeah.
Okay. And then you told Trey, next time you steal from me, I'm going to treat you like a man.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then Trey said something about, well, then you'll have a problem with his dad.
He said, then you and my dad will have a problem, yeah.
Okay. And you said you hit him and he went down.
Yeah.
And when he went down, the metal bar was still in his hand? So you punched him to knock him down?
Yeah.
Is that how you knocked him down? Okay. And then The bar was still in his hand, but you stepped on his hand and took the bar out.
Yep.
And then you hit him, and before you knew it, it was over.
Josh claims that he wanted to get back at Amanda for having an abortion. He described how he did it and what weapon he used. He would be convicted of the crime and receive life in prison. His son Joshua would be charged with conspiracy to commit murder, and he would take it to trial.
Verdict form number one, murder. We, the jury, find the defendant Joshua Young not guilty under instruction number one. Verdict form number two, tampering with physical evidence. We, the jury, find the defendant Joshua Young not guilty under instruction number two.
Joshua Young would be released, and he would be sent back to foster care, but would soon run away. Not long after this, he would be charged with two different assault charges and be arrested and put back into jail. Then, in an unforeseen twist, Josh Gaucher would claim that he did not commit the murder and that it was actually his son. He claims he pleaded guilty to protect his son from a life in prison.
My attorney, Mark Hall, knew what I was doing, knew that I was going to come in here and lie and take the blame for my son, and not only allowed me to do it, but coached me along the way. Even in here, which we're about to watch, I guess, he told me before we walked in here to keep my answers short. I committed murder several times.
It's kind of interesting that I asked you the question during the plea hearing that was it your plan to, at a later date, try and set aside your guilty plea? Remember that?
Yes, sir. And that wasn't a lie. I mean, I've admitted I've lied throughout the whole thing. But I thought, even though at that moment Josh was still charged with this, that as soon as that went everywhere, that I said I did it, you accepted my guilty plea, I thought they would dismiss it. And then I would...
Of your master plan.
Well, I mean, I had to do whatever I could, man, to save my son. He's 15 years old, facing life in prison.
The court would deny Josh Gaucher his change of plea. Years would go by, and Joshua Young would continue to get into trouble. He was charged with multiple felonies, including assault and gun possession, and would be arrested and sent to prison. While Joshua was in prison, he would write a letter confessing to the crime. He claimed that he killed Trey, and he did it all by himself, without the help of his father. On the night of the crime, he invited Trey to smoke marijuana with him behind the school. While they were there, Joshua claims that he took Trey's life with a baseball bat.
For one, I just didn't like him. He had a big mouth with no ashes to back it up. But for two, he told on me one night when we got pulled over by the police coming home from a house party. I had some weed on me, and he told on me about that, something petty.
The Fifth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution states that a person cannot be charged twice for the same crime. This means that even though they had written confession from him, they could not charge Joshua again with the crime. He would be released from prison after serving out his sentence. He would remain on federal supervisory release, which is a short period of supervision after a prisoner has been released.
I'm at a loss for words. I don't understand what this guy's problem is.
So I said, did you kill Trey? He said, no, I did not. That you did. That you killed Trey.
That's not the truth, which leads me to think what's next with him. I've been waiting for the chance to actually explain this. My dad and Amanda, as they were having sex on the back porch that night, Trey had tried to sneak out of the back door. He tried to sneak out of the house after he'd already took the shower. And during that day, I've heard Amanda and Dad explain time and time after again the last time they seen him and what he was wearing. And, it was just a hard day for me. And if that's what makes me look guilty, I'm sorry, because I'm not guilty.
In 2021, Joshua would violate his federal supervisory release and would be arrested again. His father, Josh Gaucher, remains in prison as he serves out his sentence. In the end, we are left wondering who committed the murder, or was it both father and son? Does Joshua continue to commit these crimes because he feels guilty about his father getting convicted of the murder? Both Josh Gaucher and Joshua Young had reasons to commit this crime. Joshua did not get along with Trey. Trey was an honor roll student while Joshua continued to get into trouble. Josh Gaucher had reasons to get back at Amanda for taking away his unborn child, so he could have very well committed this crime. The final possibility is, of course, they both did it together. Perhaps Joshua wanted to make his ex-con father proud, so he took Trey's life. We may never know exactly what happened that night, and for now, both father and son remain behind bars.
Josh Young was picked up by U.S. Marshals yesterday for violating his federal supervisory release. Young was acquitted of beating his stepbrother, Trey Zwicker, to death in 2011 after Young's father admitted to the killing. But in 2019, Young sent a letter to media claiming he was the one who beat Zwicker with a baseball bat. Young cannot be retried for the murder because of double jeopardy, but he's had numerous run-ins with the law since his acquittal.